Urinary tract infections are extremely common in women. The painful condition can often be treated successfully with antibiotics, but many times the infection is caused by strains of bacteria that are resistant to the drugs. Now researchers have a new approach that may bypass the resistance issue. When a urinary tract infection begins, the bacteria attaches or binds to the bladder. It does this by clinging to molecular receptors on a sugar called mannose, normally found on the inner surface of the bladder. James Janetka of Washington University in St. Louis and his team devised chemicals called mannosides that mimic the mannose and act as a kind of decoy for the bacteria. The idea is that if the bacteria attach to the mannoside, they won't be able to attach to the mannose on the bladder.
Most antibiotics kill the bacteria. That's what we call cytotoxics. In our case, our compounds are not cytotoxic. Our compounds actually block this binding of the bacteria to the bladder cells so that the body's own immune system can clear the bacteria normally.
To test the concept, laboratory mice with urinary tract infections were given a mannoside drug called Compound 6. First author Corinne Cusimano says that in the mice, the mannoside was more effective than antibiotics.
And 6 hours after we fed them the mannoside, we looked at the number of bacteria in their bladders, and we saw that there was a significant reduction in the amount of bacteria in the bladder. And most noticeably, this was actually quicker than the traditional antibiotics.
As well as clearing infection, the mannoside given in advance prevented infection, presumably because the bacteria couldn't bind to the bladder surface and infect the tissue. James Janetka says that because of the way they work, the mannoside compounds should not promote the development of resistance in the bacteria, and they should be effective against strains that are hard to treat with current drugs.
And one of the very exciting things in the paper that we all are quite excited about is that the compounds even work against antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
Janetka says that in a best-case scenario, clinical trials in humans could begin in a year or so. He says the same principle of interrupting the binding process may also be effective against other kinds of infections.
And so we can use the same exact technology that we've developed to design inhibitors based on natural sugars again that could be effective against many other types of bacteria. So this is just the beginning in our mind.
James Janetka, senior author Scott Hultgren, and colleagues published their study in the journal Science Translational Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. For VOA News, this is Art Chimes in St. Louis.